May 27th, Jean-Paul Sartre's View of Hell. On this day in 1944, Jean-Paul Sartre's existentialist play, Huis Clos, which is French for dead end, was first performed in Paris. It was a tense time already in France. The Normandy invasion was only 10 days away. Sartre's play takes place in hell, introducing three deceased characters who realize that they are being punished by being locked into a room together for eternity. Sartre himself famously refused the Nobel Prize, saying that he didn't want his name to become a brand. But he later regretted it, saying he could have donated the prize money to a deserving cause. Though sometimes ridiculed today, existentialism is still a meaningful response to the unanswered big questions that always remain, such as, what is the meaning of life? Or indeed, is there a meaning to life? No doubt we will continue the debate endlessly as Sartre's characters realize that they must do in Huis Clos, echoing the play's final line, continuum? In other words, shall we get on with it? Here is a poem by W.H. Davis, who didn't have much of an answer either to the big questions, but kept things simple instead. This one's called Leisure. What is this life, if full of care? We have no time to stand and stare. No time to stand beneath the boughs and stare as long as sheep and cows. No time to see when woods we pass, where squirrels hide their nuts in grass. No time to see in broad daylight streams full of stars like skies at night. No time to turn at beauty's glance and watch her feet, how they can dance. No time to wait till her mouth can enrich that smile her eyes began. A poor life this, if full of care, we have no time to stand and stare. Today, I will be grateful for the things I have and not worry about the big questions. I will try to keep it simple.